This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden has signed into law the most sweeping American gun violence legislation in decades, AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
It's going to save a lot of lives. Thank you all so very much.
Saturday morning at the White House, President Biden signed the bipartisan compromise bill that seemed unimaginable until a recent series of mass shootings, including the massacre of 19 students and two teachers at a Texas elementary school.
While this bill doesn't do everything I want, it does include actions I've long called for that are going to save lives.
It toughens background checks for the youngest gun buyers, keeps firearms from more domestic violence offenders, and helps states put in place laws making it easier for authorities to take weapons from people adjudged to be dangerous. Most of its $13 billion cost will help bolster mental health programs and aid schools.
I know there's much more work to do, and I'm never going to give up, but this is a monumental day.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
President Biden is aiming to sustain the global alliance punishing Russia for its invasion of Ukraine as he embarks on a five-day trip to Europe. His trip comes as the four-month-old war shows no signs of abating and its aftershocks to global food and energy supplies are only deepening. Biden first joins a meeting of the group of seven leading economic powers in the Bavarian Alps of Germany before traveling to Madrid for a NATO summit. The visit comes as the global coalition bolstering Ukraine and punishing Russia for its aggression has showed signs of fraying amid skyrocketing inflation in food and energy prices caused by the conflict. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russian forces have fully occupied Severodonetsk, the mayor of the eastern Ukrainian city said on Saturday, confirming Ukraine's biggest battlefield setback for more than a month after weeks of some of the bloodiest fighting of the war. Pro-Russian separatists said Moscow's forces were now attacking the last major Ukrainian-held bastion in eastern Luhansk province. The fall of Severodonetsk, once home to 100,000 people, now a wasteland, was Russia's biggest victory since capturing the port of Mariupol last month. It transforms the battlefield in the east after weeks in which Moscow's huge advantage in firepower had yielded only slow gains. Russia will now be hoping to press on and seize more ground on the opposite bank, while Ukraine will hope that the price Moscow paid to capture the ruins of the small city will leave Russia's forces vulnerable to a counterattack in coming weeks. Ukraine's largest LGBTQ rights event, Kiev Pride, is going ahead, but not on its native streets and not as a celebration, AP correspondent Charles Day Ledesma reports.
Kiev Pride will instead join Warsaw's yearly Equality Parade, the largest gay pride event in Central Europe, using it as a platform to keep international attention focused on Ukraine's struggle for freedom. Director Lenny Emson reminds that the day is not a celebration. He says, we'll wait for victory to celebrate, adding, we're marching for political support for Ukraine and we're marching for basic human rights. Lesbian, gay, bisexual and transgender people are among civilians and soldiers killed by Russian forces. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Healthcare workers in Zimbabwe halted a five-day-old pay strike and returned to work on Saturday, but union leaders warned they would resume the walkout if the government failed to make an improved wage offer within 2 weeks. Thousands of nurses and doctors at state-run hospitals in the southern African country are demanding a hefty raise in wages in U.S. dollars due to the slide in the local currency and brisk inflation that has eroded the value of their earnings. Recapping our top story, U.S. President Joe Biden has signed the most sweeping gun violence bill in decades. The bipartisan compromise seemed unimaginable until a recent series of mass shootings, including the massacre of 19 students and two teachers at a Texas elementary school. The legislation will toughen background checks for the youngest gun buyers, keep firearms from more domestic violence offenders, and help states put in place laws to make it easier for authorities to take weapons from people deemed to be dangerous. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.